Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I'm Bill Shishko, and I'm your host for another edition of HealthWise. Welcome. Headaches. We all get them, although I once knew a 103-year-old man who claimed that he'd never had a headache in his life. Well, anyway, we're not today going to talk about normal headaches. With these headaches that we're going to talk about, you have severe throbbing or pulsating, usually on one side of your head. And it's not just miserable pain in your head. You have nausea, you may vomit, and you have extreme sensitivity to light and sound. These headaches may last for just a few hours, or they may go on for days. In some cases, you become disabled. You just can't do anything while the extreme pain continues. Sometimes you're warned by signs like flashes of light, vision changes, blind spots, or a tingling sensation on one side of your body, in your face, or in your hands, or your legs. Sometimes medications help, and sometimes they don't. You may have had these kinds of headaches from childhood, or they began in adolescence. Others get them later in life. After these headaches have passed, you may actually feel elated, but in most cases, you are drained, washed out, and exhausted. And you may go through a period of confusion or moodiness or dizziness. You usually feel weak, and you're especially sensitive to light and sound. So we're talking about a special brand of headaches. They come in various forms, but when they share symptoms like the ones that I just described, they're simply called migraine headaches, and they are, to say the least, no fun. We really don't know what causes migraine headaches. Genetics may play a role. The same with environmental factors. Changes in your life situation may trigger migraines. The popular view now is that imbalances in brain chemicals may lead to them. But there's a chicken and egg problem here, because migraines may also trigger imbalances in brain chemicals. And, of course, the question is then, which comes first? One big culprit, and sorry ladies, you tend to be more prone to migraine headaches, one big culprit is hormonal changes. Fluctuations in your estrogen levels can lead to migraine headaches, and they sometimes come in connection with pregnancy or more often with menopause. Hormonal medications, things like oral contraceptives, they may lead to migraine headaches, and so can hormone replacement therapy, although hormone replacement therapy actually lessens migraines in some women. So we're dealing with really a real health mystery when we deal with migraine headaches. Certain foods can trigger migraines in men or women. Aged cheese may be the bad guy, or processed foods, or food additives like the sweetener aspartame or the food additive MSG. Check the ingredient labels, folks. Alcohol can prompt migraines, especially if you're afflicted with an especially miserable type called cluster headaches. Mushrooms are the culprit for others. And in certain cases, bright lights, loud noises, or even certain strong smells can prompt migraines. Changes in sleep patterns, especially from the effects of jet lag, well, that may make you more prone to migraines. I mean, the list is really almost endless. Changes in barometric pressure, intense physical exertion, new medications. That's why if you suffer from migraine headaches, it's crucial that you keep a journal of some sort, noting what factors seem to bring them on or at least seem to accompany them. And while stress can bring on migraine headaches, most people don't realize that it's actually after a period of intense physical or emotional stress that migraines pop up. For all of us, not only those who suffer from migraine headaches, there are certain things that can be of help. Having a consistent daily schedule is important. Regular exercise, where have you heard that before? And incidentally, it doesn't need to be too demanding. Aerobic exercises like brisk walking and swimming are fine. Try to incorporate that into your life after you have a meal. And of course, over-the-counter pain relievers can help. Aspirin, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and acetaminophen combined with aspirin and caffeine. For more severe migraines, medications called triptans can help. These triptans constrict blood vessels and also block the pain pathways to the brain. And there are other more powerful medications to help prevent or relieve migraines, but that's way, way beyond what we can do here on a HealthWise program. Well, today, as you figured out by now, we'll be talking about, you guessed it, migraine headaches and some of the natural ways you can either prevent them or get some relief if you have them. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melbourne, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's nutrition department brings you into the fascinating world, and it is that vitamins, minerals, superfoods, herbs, teas, and every kind of natural health support that you can imagine. And right there in the heart of the nutrition department at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, there you'll meet Rachel, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's always helpful nutritional consultant. I love to see the way Rachel works with all the customers that come to you and the personalized care she gives to each. And we invite you to call her with your questions about migraine headaches. We have a live call-in number, 631-955-5400. So if you want to call with your question on the program, make use of that line right now, 631-955-5400. And remember, you can text your questions anytime under HealthWise in your mobile device. Just put in this number, 516-367-0391. Put it under HealthWise, 516-367-0391. And you can text any nutrition-related questions that you have, and we'll pass them on to Rachel for you. Anyway, Rachel, welcome. Once again, we're back to HealthWise.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, good to chat again. Let's dive in. Before we get to things that we can take to help with migraine headaches, talk to us a little bit about things we can do, Rachel.
There's a lot that you can do. You know, interestingly enough, the past few days here in the New York area, we're on Long Island, before today, were hot, very hot, and very humid.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That particular condition can be a real trigger. I have two people in my life who it triggers their migraines. And both of them have found that, obviously, listen, you have to work. So I'm lucky enough, and hopefully you are too, to work in an air-conditioned environment. But if you're not, one of them that I know walks dogs, and she's a great dog walker, and she has a devoted clientele, but sometimes she just can't do it if the migraine thing is bad from the heat. So she goes into a cool, dark room. And that, listen, just reclining, taking the heat off in general, you know, not stressing your body or yourself out in a cool, dark room can help enormously.
Yeah.
And there are also other things you can do. Any kind of relaxation technique, any kind of meditation technique you want to use, including prayer, I recommend.
Yes.
And I think also something like yoga can be very helpful. Massage is fantastic for you.
Yeah.
Whole body massage is great. Head and neck massage, those are easy to get. And you can even massage your own temples clockwise, counterclockwise.
Yeah. And I should add that right next to Rachel's nutrition department at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical in Melville, New York, you do have the surgical medical department. And I can't overstate the importance of ice packs.
Ice packs are fabulous.
Yeah, yeah, for your head.
There's even one that goes around the eyes.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I've used it for sinus headache, yes.
Rachel, sleep patterns? You know, that's
it's important to try and stay on a regular sleep schedule. That's important for many, many reasons. And I have an issue. It's called slow waking. It has a name now. I used to think I was just lazy. I come to my senses slowly in the morning. And, you know, it can be difficult. It can make things...
Rachel, be thankful you come to your senses slowly. Yeah.
I can't guarantee I come fully to my senses, but enough to make it to work.
Yeah, okay.
I think, you know, that can be an issue. So I try and, you know, go to sleep at a certain time and wake up at a certain time. I have one day that I'll sleep in or do whatever I want. But otherwise, you know, I try and stick to the schedule as much as possible.
Yeah, so that's not going to throw it off.
In terms of any physical illness, any physical problem, to get
regular
sleep. Regular sleep.
But that doesn't throw it off. If you have one day, especially if you've got
a
throw
it off a little, but, you know, I'm not an extremely well-disciplined person. No matter how old I get, I don't know if that will ever happen, but I'm disciplined enough. I've gotten better. So.
Yeah, on the sleep thing's so important. Okay, Rachel, talk to us a little bit more about diet and migraines.
Right? Well, you know, you mentioned it in your opening, which was great, actually. The first culprit that I ever heard of, and in my business I've had a lot of people come to me with, like, I'm not going to say incurable, that's a horrible way of putting it, but with chronic migraine issues that are not being well treated by the medical profession. It's not the medical profession's fault. There's not a lot you can do, and you also mentioned that. Fermented foods in general. So it's not, you know, it's not just alcohol. The biggest culprit is something, is the alcohol that's not so bad for you, wine. The fermentation process, and very often some of the chemicals that are produced in that process are a real problem with triggering migraine. Also, as you said, cheese. Listen, even something as simple and wonderful and good for you as yogurt. It's something about the fermentation thing. Mushrooms, anything moldy, anything like that.
Anything. Okay, so but now that brings
us
into
the beginning. There's others. Anything high in salt also.
I mean, when
you raise the blood pressure, you can trigger it that simply.
When we began the program, all those who conferred about this agreed the first thing we should emphasize is probiotics, which, of course, is fermentation.
It's a little bit different.
Okay, so you're not...
The action of a probiotic is a little bit different.
Okay.
With yogurt, you're getting probiotics along with fermented dairy product generally. I think they're doing now almond, which might be better, or there's a soy base. I'm not in love with soy.
Yeah.
But that could be better for you. Dairy, once it ferments,
other
than making yogurt, does some other things.
Yeah, so fermented food, so like kimchi, for example.
Yes, that's wonderful for you in general, and a great probiotic, by the way, fantastic.
Okay,
but for people who are migraine sufferers, they need to look at it.
Yeah, okay, all right. We need to explore that a little bit more. That's interesting. You know, Rachel, one of the things is I was doing the monologue for this. You read about all these foods that you can avoid. I have to confess, kind of as you do, most of them are things I really enjoy. But are there some foods that can actually ease migraine pain?
Well, wait, what do you think? What do you think I'm going to say? Because I say it every time we do a show.
Fish.
No. But fish is wonderful for you, and I really recommend it.
Avocados.
Not necessarily for migraine. Avocados are fantastic. Fats.
Okay.
Good fats are one of the most important things you can take for healthy brain function.
Now tell us what good fats are, okay? For a lot of people, that's an oxymoron.
Avocado, the fat from avocado is very useful in your body. Also some nut fats. Let me see, coconut oil, a little bit. Not too much. People take tons and tons of this stuff. You got to take it slow.
Yeah.
But it's very good for your brain, coconut oil.
And I would imagine, Rachel, too, this is going to vary by the individual.
Absolutely. What if you have a tree allergy, you know, a tree nut allergy, you can't have coconut.
Yeah, that's why.
We all need to be careful about what we do. And you know something, I'm sure you mentioned it, but I'm going to mention it again. The first thing we do is talk to a healthcare professional, a doctor, a nurse practitioner, if you want to, you know, about changing some stuff that we're doing, going off of a migraine medication and going onto a supplementation ritual. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
You need to really go through the whole thing with your doctor.
Yeah, especially where migraines can come on in connection with pregnancy.
100%.
Check with your medical professionals before you begin any regimen like this. Rachel, I mentioned keep a journal if you have migraine headaches. Yeah, so you can tell if you've taken coconut oil and suddenly you get these strange migraines, it probably is going to be a connection.
It may not be the right healthy fat for you.
Yeah.
It might be healthy for other people.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing that I really would emphasize, and my friends know I say this all the time, and I consider you a friend, Bill, drink lots and lots of
water.
Cool, clean water. It's especially important for anything whenever there's an inflammation in the head. You know, it's not actually your brain that's inflamed. It's the brain cover.
Yeah, I must say, after a little break here with the program, my wife and I were reflecting on the years. We've learned so much from Rachel and also from her compatriot, Matt. But I think of all the practical advice, 16 ounces of water in the morning when you wake up, which we practice, makes a big difference. So we are learning. And we're thankful for how, by God's grace, our health has improved through the HealthWise program. I'm going to mention a couple of names, and Rachel will tell us more about them. Feverview and Butterbur. They are brought up in connection with migraines. You're going to learn more about them after this message from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical.
It's like going back in time. The old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service. One-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise.
Bill Shishko here with you. The topic, migraine headaches. If you'd like to call with your questions, 631-955-5400. If you'd like to text your question, 516-367-0391. Any health-related question is welcome, and we'll pass them on to Rachel for her help. Rachel, herbs, for which there seems to be some connection to help with migraines. Feverview. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes, feverview.
Tell us about feverview.
Well, feverview is used for many things. It's actually a very pretty plant in your garden. It's a little daisy. But it obviously has been used for, I'm going to say centuries to treat things like fevers, from its name. And I think also it's great for your lungs, as I recall, to help to clear. But one of the best things that it does is reduce headache pain. And it does it by helping to control the vascular flow.
Okay.
It doesn't do it as drastically as medication does. It does it far more naturally, and it's beneficial to your body. And I would recommend it wholesale. I do think that many of us take medication.
Okay.
So if you take medication, make sure you check and see whether or not it's contraindicated. Yeah. I did look it up before we did the show, and it didn't seem to show a lot of contraindications.
Okay. So it's an anti-inflammatory.
You'll take it.
Feverfew is an anti-inflammatory?
Basically, it is an anti-inflammatory, but it has a unique effect on vascular flow to the head. And that brings us to Butterbur. I have taken the extract Petidolex, and I've recommended the extract Petidolex from Butterbur. That's a trademarked name, and only a few companies carry it. It is free of the harmful chemicals that can be found in just plain Butterbur herb.
Interesting.
So it is concentrated. It's treated as a medicine. It was originally banned in Germany because they were afraid of the chemicals, and now in Germany, I believe it is used as a medication prescribed. If you know anything about Germany, they're incredibly rigid in their control of supplementation and herbs and things like that. Very clean product comes from there, but also it's really hard to get it.
What is it called?
Three doctors, not just one.
Yeah. What is that called again? The extract?
It's called Petidolex.
Petidolex.
P-A-D-O-L.
Okay. And for back to Feverfew for a moment, how do you get that? Is it a tea or a pill or an
extract? There's Feverfew tea, and it tastes all right. It's not that different from chamomile. But if you're having migraines, I think it's important to get something strong, so I would recommend capsules.
Capsules, yeah, okay.
You can get them from obviously from 110 Pharmacy, but from a good manufacturer. So
are there other anti? I mean, I think of turmeric for a good, but are there
turmeric
other
is fantastic
anti?
Fantastic for headaches, and you know it's not being mentioned enough. I use it.
You do. Okay.
So and listen, for me, I've had a number of migraines, and I know a number of people who can and say the same. It can start with a regular sinus headache, which I have.
Yeah.
From time to time, and if it's not treated correctly, and if you take more inflammatory foods into your system, or are exposed to more dust or pollen or whatever your issue is, it can turn into a migraine.
Yeah. In fact, actually, years ago, Rachel, when I've had a couple of bouts of these cluster headaches that I mentioned,
men's
migraines, they call them. I thought they were began from a sinus infection, and the neurologist told me, he said, no, these headaches, they are a form of migraine. It's all in this. So if you're dealing with sinus headaches, then this material on migraine headaches is certainly for you.
It's all helpful, yeah.
What about B2?
Riboflavin,
yeah. Does it help? How do you get it?
Riboflavin, really, you can get it from foods. Obviously, all the foods that give you good B vitamins, including the dreaded red meat, but you can get B vitamins from dark green vegetables and legumes, and we've talked about it. We love our bees.
Sure.
But to isolate it and to get a larger dose, I recommend getting it from a quality manufacturer, about 50 to 100 milligrams.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because you can overdo on this stuff.
Yeah, you can overdo on all vitamins. Luckily, there's almost no vitamin. I'm going to say there's really no vitamin supplement that's going to, lay you out. But, just so you feel good when you take it, we want you to have a proper reaction. Start with about 50 milligrams additional to whatever multivitamin or B-complex you take. I also recommend just taking a good B-complex for healthy brain function.
Right, and speak with Rachel about those. We've discussed that in that program, which I'd urge you to listen to, The Blessing of the Bees, B vitamins. We went into that. Talk with Rachel about the different types of B vitamins that are available. And a note again, because Rachel, didn't find turmeric was particularly helpful when I took it for headaches. But my guess is maybe I didn't take enough, so I think we should note how much we're taking.
Yeah, it's about 500 milligrams, and you also need to make sure that it's, the 95% curcumin, which is the Latin name for the extract.
Okay.
And you want as much as that as possible. It's not always easy to absorb, but from a better manufacturer that has made it bioavailable. Okay. That's a made-up word, by the way. But it's a word that health food industry made up.
Okay.
So long as they guarantee that you can absorb it. And I think you'd find, I find some relief with it. I take it with a couple of other things that I take for sinus.
Here again is another reason why you want to talk with a nutritional consultant like Rachel. You may need to tweak those amounts you take. Rachel, you're going to love this. All the articles that I read about migraines, natural remedies, they all mentioned magnesium.
I need to say that there is a very, because I don't want to forget to mention it, there is a very well-known, even doctors recommend it, and if you know any doctors personally, they're not in love with herbs and vitamins and things, but it's the name of the product is MigRelief, MigRaLIEF.
Okay.
It is amazing, and you take it as a supplement, and it contains magnesium, riboflavin, and Feverfew. There is a new formula that contains magnesium, riboflavin, and CoQ10.
Interesting.
Some people are allergic to Feverfew. The allergy is very rare, but if you have it, you'd know. It makes you sick to your stomach.
Yeah. Give us the name again, Rachel.
MigRelief.
MigRelief, okay.
MigRaLIEF.
Yeah, I know. Since we've been taking magnesium taurate, as you mentioned.
Sorry, actually it's RELIEF.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get it before the end of the program. But the magnesium taurate, of course, is a relaxant.
Love it.
What about aroma?
There's a special magnesium. I have one for you.
Oh, okay. That will be
I like to do this because, I liked when I discovered it. And it's, I can only speak about myself. I can give you examples. I could tell you that some of these things, the Feverfew and the Butterbur, have both been studied by USC, NYU, and also in Cambridge.
Okay.
So, and they've been studied and approved of, in terms of treatment for migraine, which is very hard to treat. And very often, some of the only, remedy is to take strong painkillers. We know how horrible that is.
Yeah, and there's side effects. Yeah, sure.
I'd like to try some other things, right?
How about ending with aromatherapy? You want to mention anything about
aromatherapy
that?
Aromatherapy is good. I'll get to it in 1 second.
Okay.
There is a particular magnesium which has been proven to cover, to cross, rather, the blood-brain barrier, which means it crosses your brain covering. And it's extremely effective for cognitive function. And it is extremely good for relaxing the muscles in the scalp and head. And actually the muscles in the whole body. It is called Neuro, NEURO-MAG, Neuromag. Life Extension makes it, and a couple of other companies utilize it. Its technical name is Magnesium L-threonate, and it is an amazing product. I recommend it highly if you have bad migraine and you're looking to take maybe just magnesium because you don't want to take herbs, or you want to start with magnesium because it's good for your whole body, which it is. Start with that one.
All right. Hey, put a bottle aside for me for when we come in.
I will. Yes,
going to have to be fast because we're getting toward the aromatherapy, lavender oil.
Beautiful. Love the lavender. Also, there's an aromatherapeutic oil, white camphor oil, which sounds horrible, but it does not smell like mothballs. It's very effective.
Cool.
And peppermint is also considered to be really good, and you can combine them and rub it on the temples. You could also put it in a diffuser and just inhale it. In a cool, dark room, it could be the cure.
Wow, excellent. Hey, you can see why we want you to go to see Rachel at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical to talk with her about migraine headaches. She knows her stuff. Thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. Visit them, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. It is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Remember to mention you heard us on WLIE 540, and you will get a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique, and yes, in the nutrition department as well. Meet Rachel there and tell her you heard her on HealthWise. Toll-free number to order, 1-800-599-9963. You got a 20% discount there, too. If you mention WLIE 540 AM, 1-800-599-9963. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely and the body God has given you. See you here on the radio next Saturday, 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.